Earlier this month, Governor Gretchen Whitmer released her proposed budget for the fiscal year that begins October 1st. That spending plan is now before the state legislature for consideration. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The governor's $83.5 billion plan includes a number of environmental initiatives, but with a divided legislative body, there are certain to be changes in what is ultimately passed. State Senator Jeff Irwin is a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Additionally, the Ann Arbor Democrat serves as chair of the Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Appropriations Subcommittee. Senator Irwin, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
There are a number of environmental spending proposals I want to touch on with you, and I want to start with the governor's proposed $1.2 billion investment in the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. If I've read it correctly, there's a real focus on trying to improve and advance the state's environmental infrastructure. If adopted, what might that look like?
Yeah, improving our water and sewer infrastructure, our environmental infrastructure broadly, has been a big priority of this administration. And we've made progress pretty much every year in restoring some of the ability of the agency to enforce clean water laws, but also to just support some of the local initiatives to provide clean water, to update sewer systems. We have a lot of aging infrastructure, and repairing and replacing that can be extremely expensive. So when the state steps in with big investments in our state revolving loan fund for water and sewer projects, that can help lower people's bills. It gets these projects done faster, which saves the public money. And also, a lot of these projects protect clean water, reduce flooding. This has a wide-ranging impact. So even though it's underground, oftentimes things that are underground are unseen, this has been a big priority of this administration. I'm really happy that this budget continues that big investment in our underground infrastructure that's so important.
Yeah, locally, if people are following along, the Ypsilanti Community Utilities Authority is in the process of using some state-allocated funds to expand its work when it comes to lead service line replacement. In this budget, another $80 million would be allocated towards that endeavor, and another $40 million for water infrastructure improvement, as you mentioned. To get more specific, if implemented, how far can this investment take us in that effort to catch up and ensure safe and accessible drinking water?
Well, I think this brings us a long way, especially when it's building off of the backs of the last several years of investing heavily in lead service line removal and water infrastructure projects. You know, the goal is to, you know, get rid of all of the lead pipe risk in Michigan. And, we're going to get there, pretty quickly because of the changes in the regulations that require, better testing and better standards, but also because of, frankly, the millions and millions of dollars that the state has pumped into supporting local communities to get this work done.
The governor's budget proposal prioritizes investment in disadvantaged communities. Its intention is that 40% of all environmental investment be allocated in those areas. Beyond safe and accessible drinking water, what environmental and public health priorities can be addressed with that level of commitment?
Well, I already mentioned flooding. That's a really big one. We see that in a lot of communities here in Washtenaw County and in Southeast Michigan, and it helps those communities that might not have as many financial resources as their neighbors to get on track and to prevent that flooding and not make their bills become outrageous.
This is 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment, and our conversation with State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor continues. He mentioned flooding and the climate crisis. The budget proposal also calls for investment in energy efficiency, electric vehicle expansion, and advancement in renewable energy projects. Does this budget proposal offer up the sense of urgency needed to address climate change?
Well, that's a tough question, Dave, because the urgency needed to address climate change was
so 30 years too late.
So many years ago. Exactly. So I don't want to forget that in my answer. But, what I think I can say is that during the last few years, Michigan's administration, under the leadership of Governor Whitmer, has invested heavily in clean energy. And the legislature has passed some strong clean energy policy. So I don't think that we're moving in the right direction fast enough, but we're definitely moving in the right direction. And the extra benefit of greening our energy infrastructure is that it can produce a lot of jobs and save us money. 20 years ago, solar energy was relatively expensive. Now solar energy is relatively cheap. And it would be cheaper to install new solar than to install new coal or, you know, other fossil fuel plants, certainly nuclear. Now that the economics have become so attractive for renewables, it's great to see the state investing heavily, because not only is it important for us to fight climate change and improve, you know, our environment from a pollution standpoint, and also the jobs that are created through that kind of energy investment are here in Michigan rather than in the Permian Basin or in Venezuela or the Middle East or wherever our energy is coming from if we don't make it here.
Unlike the last session in Lansing, we have a divided legislature. In this session, Democrats still control the state Senate, but voters returned the state House to Republican control back in November. How difficult is it going to be to reconcile what the two bodies come up with in trying to finalize the budget?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. You're right that now it's divided government. And, you know, I will say I'm very concerned because of the approach that the Republicans have generally taken, which is kind of a burn it down kind of approach. But I think that when we get into the nuts and bolts of this, we're going to have a success with a number of these items because, you know, Republicans don't want people in their areas to be paying higher bills for their water service. Republicans don't want their areas flooding either. They know that some of these investments are very, very important. I think where we're going to run into the most trouble is with clean energy, with EV charging, you know, services like that. Those are things I think we'll probably see our Republican colleagues push back against.
Once again, we're talking with State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor on WEMU's Issues of the Environment. There is another level of government I'd like to discuss. About 42% of the state budget recommendations rely on federal funding. President Trump is no fan of Governor Whitmer. What is your assessment of the potential for reduced federal funding here in the state of Michigan and its impact on the proposed budget?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about, you know, the federal freeze in funding. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind are programs like Medicaid, which just have a lot more dollars involved and, you know, dramatically affect so many people in our state who are poor and who need health care. But to get back on the environment, these federal freezes could be incredibly damaging to the state budget. One thing that really stands out to me is that under the Inflation Reduction Act, there were dollars that were provided to states for things like water and sewer projects, things like EV charging, things like growing our clean energy manufacturing here in Michigan. And I'm really worried that some of those dollars won't flow. So, for instance, the state was just awarded $154 million grant called the Solar for All program. And I think that's an example of a program that's very much in peril because of President Trump getting elected. The Republicans have, for years, been kind of pro-fossil fuel and against clean energy. And so, all of these federal investments that could have grown jobs in Michigan and make us more energy independent and more, you know, resilient, I'm really fearful that those are going to evaporate quickly.
When you come back and hold your coffee hours in district, what are the greatest concerns being expressed to you by your constituency?
Well, I think probably the number one is affordable housing. I think that I'm probably going to, you know, continue to hear a lot about inflation since it seems to be back. You know, and then finally, I think, you know, oftentimes the top issue in state government is education. You know, a lot of parents, are always reaching out to express concern about the nature of how schools and how higher education is working in Michigan. But, you know, I also do pretty much always hear and we always get at least one person who shows up who's talking about what we were lamenting a moment ago, which is we're not doing enough to address climate change. I try to really breathe life into not just the tragedy of our failure of addressing climate change, but the opportunity we have now going forward to address it in ways that grow jobs and save us money, because I feel like that's you know, one of the ways that maybe we can show the people who aren't persuaded that this is the direction we need to move for the future of our state and for the future of our pocketbooks, but, you know, most importantly, for the future of the earth.
It has been the goal for the state legislature to get the budget done and approved by the governor before the fiscal year begins for schools. Now, that comes up on July 1st. Is this one going to take longer?
I think it might, because it's not just the goal to get the budget done, you know, in time for our schools and our local governments to set their budgets, but there's actually a state law that was passed saying that the budget has to be done before July. And Speaker Matt Hall, the Republican Speaker of the House, has already announced that he intends to hold this budget until the very last day to try to gain leverage over the governor. But Speaker Hall actually himself voted for the law. Look, we've already got one constitutional crisis in state government right now where Speaker Hall is refusing to report bills out of the clerk's office that were duly passed by the legislature. We're suing the speaker over that now. I don't know how he can get away with directly violating the Constitution. And now here's another case where he's saying that, yeah, even though I voted for a law saying that the budget has to be done by July, I have no intention of following the law that I voted for.
It's going to be an interesting year ahead, and we will have plenty of opportunity to talk about many of these issues again. I thank you for the time and perspective today, Senator Irwin.
Oh, yeah. I always thank you for your interest, David.
That is State Senator Jeff Irwin, a Democrat from Ann Arbor, who serves as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee and chair of the Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Appropriations Subcommittee. For more information, pay a visit to our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.